happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
And we're live.
Thank you, Rachel. Hello, and welcome to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe. I am a double board certified medical doctor in the fields of OBGYN, or gynecology, and the exciting new field of integrative medicine. So integrative medicine was accepted as a bona fide official medical specialty back in 2014. And many people are not aware, you know, it wasn't a big deal, wasn't on the news, but it was an extraordinary event. You know, for the first time in our modern medical system, a holistic system of medicine was legitimized because of the overwhelming evidence that it works, right? It's really more common sense than science, right? That natural methods should be very effective for keeping people healthy and helping them treat conditions that could be bothersome to them or even life-threatening to them. You know, and how do we assess that, right? You know, on a spiritual level, we understand that nature is perfect, right? It's our perception of nature that is imperfect. And so we have a tendency to think that nature breaks or is incomplete on some level and that we have to go and fix it, right? And that's where our modern medical system went wrong, is in the assumption that nature is imperfect. What was really happening is we were out of alignment with nature. And when you go out of alignment with nature, you get sick, right? Disease is simply imbalance in the systems of the body. The imbalance starts energetically first and becomes physical if it lingers, right? And so we kind of went off on this 200-year, you know, maybe 250-year tangent. And now we've kind of hit a brick wall, right? We see that this experiment that we've been conducting for two centuries has not worked well. For those of you who listened to our last podcast, we talked about how when we look at our progress in the United States of America in isolation over the last 50 years, we look great, you know, but when we start to compare ourselves to the other wealthy countries in the world, we look awful. We have the lowest life expectancy in the so-called developed world. We have the highest infant mortality in the so-called developed world. We have the highest maternal mortality. And infant mortality means death in infancy. So we're not very good at keeping our babies alive, in other words, when we compare ourselves to other rich countries. We're not good at keeping our pregnant mothers alive, or keeping them alive after they've had their babies, when we compare ourselves to other developed countries. We have the highest chronic disease burden, the highest obesity rate of all the richest countries in the world. And so we can only conclude from this data that we're not doing a very good job and that this experiment we've conducted called modern medicine has failed. When we bring in a system like integrative medicine, which is a holistic system, it's very exciting because that allows us to change our trajectory. It allows us to start to see what would work better. And nature's not broken, right? Nature is perfect. It's when we step out of alignment with nature that we have problems. And so integrative medicine is holistic. And what does that mean? It means that we look at the person as a whole, as an individual. We don't look at their disease per se, although we don't ignore it, but we look at that person. And so we look at that person's psychology. What are they thinking? What do they believe about themselves? What are they doing that is out of alignment with their nature, right? And we look at mind and body and spirit. So their psychology is their mind. Their body is the inside of their physical structure. And so integrative medicine is drastically different than our normal system of medicine, because we look at things from a very different angle. And so with integrative medicine, what we do is we look inside the body's cells for answers. We don't look at blood work per se. We don't ignore blood work. Blood work is important to diagnose diseases. However, it will not tell you why you have a disease, and it will not tell you how to avoid disease. It will not help you prevent disease. What will help you prevent disease is if you look actually inside the cells of your own body for answers. And when you do that, you find all kinds of things wrong, right? My patients are often shocked at how much they have, wrong, so to speak, inside the cells of their bodies when their blood work's always normal. And that's because your cells are where your body functions from. And so if you have a symptom or a condition or a disease, it is because the inside of your cells can't function, whether they be cells of your liver, cells of your brain, cells of your gastrointestinal system, immune cells. It is inside of those cells that is not working that leads to a symptom and a disease potentially. And so when we want to prevent diseases or treat diseases, we have to look where the diseases and symptoms start, and that is inside the cell. If you're waiting to find these things out with blood work, you're delaying a lot of progress, because your blood work doesn't go bad until your cells have been broken for a really, really long time. And so the field of integrative medicine introduces a whole new way of looking at health and wellness and wholeness. And we also look at spirituality, which is how we relate to nature, but also how we relate to what's beyond nature that is unexplainable, undefinable. And that's important, right? Because it is through our faith in something larger than our physical structure that we can move through nature, right? In balance with nature. And often the challenge that some of my patients have is what we do is so different and so counter to our culture, counter to what they experience at their, allopathic or regular medical doctor's office, that we're constantly having to re-educate them. And it's really just, common sense, but we have strayed so far from common sense in our culture and in our medical system that common sense is no longer common, right? And so integrative medicine is simply bringing common sense back into the discussion of wholeness and wellness. And it's also more in alignment with science. When we look at really cutting edge, leading edge science today, what we would call quantum physics or quantum biology, we begin to see that everything is energetic. Everything is energy, and physical structures only constitute roughly 1% of everything that we see. So even in our own bodies, when we actually start to look inside our bodies with microscopes or tools that are even stronger than microscopes, we begin to see that there's really not much here, right? We can see our hand. The reason we see our hand is because our eyes are so limited that we don't see the fine structure of the hand, which is really mostly space, right? And one thought experiment we can do that's a little bit mind-blowing is when we look at the human body, 99% of the molecules that make up our bodies are water molecules. H2O. And so when we look at our hand, we're really looking at water. It's just that to our eyes and to our senses, it looks like a hand. It's really a bag of water with current flowing through it. And so when we begin to think of the body that way, and what's a water molecule, H2O? If you were to look at a water molecule, it's actually mostly space. So 99% of the water molecule is just pure space. So the human body is really mostly space. And within that space, there is energy flowing, you know, flowing all through the body. And so 99% of us is just energy. And our modern system of medicine, what we call allopathic medicine, only looks at the physical structure of the body, which makes up 1% of it. So when we're looking at regular medicine, we're only looking at 1% of the body. And so when we start to look from this angle, we begin to understand why we've gone so wrong, right? We have to begin to understand that the body is made of energy, and that it is not simply a physical structure. So when we take a drug and we're looking to chemically, physically alter something in the body, we're addressing only 1% of an issue. When we do surgery, for example, and we cut out an organ, for example, we're only addressing 1% of an issue. And it's no wonder that we really don't ever cure or, fix anything permanently, right? We seem to only delay things, you know. So when we put someone on diabetes medicine, we only delay the issues that occur from them having diabetes. We don't actually stop the diabetes. And so we have to begin to look differently, and that's what integrative medicine is all about. So today we're talking about autoimmune diseases. There's always a lot of interest in autoimmune diseases and what they are, how to treat them, and how to prevent them. Autoimmune diseases are on the rise. So 23.5 million Americans suffer from what we call autoimmune diseases. And so what are they, right? Autoimmune diseases are conditions where your body kind of turns against you. So the immune system of your own body begins to attack itself because it has lost the ability to distinguish what belongs in the body from what does not belong in the body. So our immune system is a critical system that we have. There are cells of our bodies that are like security guards. You know, they are surveilling the body in every crack and crevice of our body. There are immune cells. And those cells are looking for, foreign invaders. Foreign invaders of the body can be toxins. Pesticides are a huge cause of autoimmune diseases. Fungicides, things like that, weed killer. So those would be, foreign invaders, in other words, unnatural things that have entered the body. Bacteria, those are natural, but certain bacteria don't belong in the body and certain bacteria do. And somehow our immune systems are so miraculous that they know, the cells of our immune system know which bacteria belong in the body and which do not, right? And for those of you who've heard, past podcasts, we always talk about the microbiome. The microbiome is a set of 100 trillion bacteria that actually belong in the human bodies. They're part of our bodies. And our immune system understands that they're part of our bodies. So they don't attack those bacteria. But E. coli, for example, food poisoning, salmonella, our immune system immediately recognizes that that particular bug does not belong in the body and it will attack it and kill it. Viruses, of course, the most famous one now being COVID, does not belong in the human body, right? And our bodies know that and understand it. Our immune cells will find COVID, attack COVID, and destroy COVID if our immune system is functioning properly. So the number one function of the immune system is to protect you from foreign invaders, whether they be chemicals or bugs. And so autoimmune diseases occur when the immune system can't tell the difference. So the immune system loses its ability to know what belongs in the body and what doesn't belong in the body. And it begins to recognize what belongs in the body as foreign, and it begins to attack it. So one of the most common diseases that is autoimmune in nature is type 1 diabetes. It frequently follows a viral infection. So people get sick with a virus, and then a few months later, suddenly they're diagnosed with diabetes. So some of the symptoms of type 1 diabetes, they'll be very thirsty. They'll be urinating quite a bit, you know, constantly urinating. Those are some of the early symptoms, and then they'll get blood work and their blood sugar levels will be very high. And then there are other tests that you can do to confirm the diagnosis of diabetes. Thyroid disease is another very common thing. Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease is a condition where your body does not realize that your thyroid belongs to you, and it begins to attack it, and it eventually destroys the thyroid through the production of antibodies. So one of the telling blood tests that we do to diagnose autoimmune diseases are autoantibodies. So we can check anti-thyroid antibodies, for example, to diagnose Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So there will be certain antibodies produced. In other words, your immune cells will make antibodies. Antibodies help to target the cells or the chemicals that you want to destroy, and they'll stick to them as a sign to the rest of the immune system to attack that particular structure. So there will be antibodies in your bloodstream circulating, clinging to the thyroid, and that will trigger an immune response against the thyroid. A common misperception about autoimmune diseases is that it's due to an overactivity of the immune system. People make the assumption that the immune system just goes haywire and begins to attack. That's actually not the case. That's the end result. So again, you know, when we look on the surface, that's what we see. But when we go beneath the surface, what we actually see is that the immune system is weak. And that's why it's not functioning properly. And that's why it appears to be attacking other systems in the body. But really, it's out of a weakness of the immune system. So there are tests that we do at our office where we can diagnose the immune cells themselves for vitamin deficiencies. And inevitably, in almost all circumstances of autoimmune conditions, we find many vitamin deficiencies within the immune system itself. And vitamins and minerals are critical for body function, no matter what cell you're looking at. If it's an immune cell, they still use the same vitamins and minerals to perform their functions as your brain cells do, your liver cells do, your skin cells do. Every cell in your body requires vitamins and minerals to power themselves so they can perform whatever function they're supposed to. So your eye cells perform the function of vision. Your muscles perform the function of movement. Your liver cells perform a function of detoxification. And it is through the use of vitamins and minerals and your food that all those cells will make enough energy to produce the functions that you rely on, right? So every single body function, no matter what it is, relies on the same vitamins and minerals, about 30 or more vitamins and minerals that your body uses on an ongoing basis to function. And if for any reason those vitamin levels drop and they're not enough, your body will go into a bit of a survival mode where it will start to pick and choose what cells it's going to feed those vitamins and minerals to, and which it won't. So I think we have some questions come in. Give me one second here, we had a few, okay. I had a hysterectomy at 45, oops. and went on hormone replacement therapy. Soon after, 2 years, I developed a severe case of hives and rashes. They did a biopsy to check for lupus, negative. I stopped taking progesterone as my doctor suggested, and I soon got better. Kept estrogen supplement, and although I haven't had a severe case of hives, I do easily break out with hardly anything I take or touch. Is estrogen the reason? Should I stop taking estrogen? Wow, that's a great, great question. And I'm sorry you went through that. So any case of hives, rashes, it's your skin cells that can't function properly. So your skin is actually your biggest detoxification organ. So a detoxification organ or system is a system that removes toxins from your body. So any toxins that come in, chemicals that come in, if they're closer to your skin, that's the fastest way out of the body. And so your immune system will send them out through your skin. You know, so your liver is a detox organ, your gut is a detox organ, and your skin is actually a detox organ. So when people get acne or hives, even eczema or psoriasis, it is a sign that your skin cells are not functioning properly to detox you. And the most common reasons are because they're missing vitamins and minerals to perform that function. So oftentimes we'll see that when we check a patient for vitamin deficiencies and we correct those vitamin deficiencies, they stop getting hives, or even their eczema will go away. Their psoriasis starts to go away. And that's simply because you've now restored your skin's ability to detox you. And so it removes toxins. So when you get a rash, what's actually happening is there are toxins that your body's trying to get rid of that get trapped in your skin because your skin can't complete the function. It can't finish the work. So you get these breakouts wherever those toxins were trying to come out. So as you feed your skin better, those toxins are released. And so they don't get trapped in your skin. So you don't get a rash. You don't get the itching, you don't get the eczema or the hives. So in order to answer your question, I would need to know if the hormones you were taking are artificial or are they natural, right? So bioidentical hormones are natural hormones. There are many, many hormones on the market that are artificial or synthetic. And those are toxins, right? They're not really hormones, they're toxins. And so your body will react to them. Bioidentical hormones are different. Bioidentical hormones are natural hormones that look exactly like your own hormones. If you look at an artificial hormone, it doesn't look like your own hormones. It's different. And so your body will recognize it as foreign, not itself. And it will want to get rid of them. And so progesterone in particular is very often synthetic. And so it would not surprise me that if you were on synthetic progesterone, you would break out. Now, what happens when you take hormones is you start driving body function. But if you're missing the vitamins and minerals, the toxins will still get stuck. So hormones are really just a glorified blueprint for your body to know what to do. So estrogen tells your body what to do. So estrogen has 400 different functions that it barks at your body to do, but your body still needs all those vitamins and minerals, right? It needs all the B vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, E, you know, all the way down the line to all the minerals, selenium, zinc, copper, iron, you know, all of those things are necessary for body function to occur. So just because you're on a hormone and you have the blueprint of what to do, doesn't mean you have the ingredients to get the work done. So it's like building a house, right? Just because you have a house blueprint doesn't mean you're going to have a house built. You need the equipment. You need the construction workers. You need the bricks. You need the wood. You need the nails, right? If you don't have those things, you're not going to have a house. So you can have the nicest blueprint ever, but if you don't have the materials to build your house, you don't get anything. So it's the same thing with hormones. If you are just taking hormones, but you're missing a bunch of vitamins, you're going to run into trouble. So when we prescribe hormones, we A, prescribe only natural hormones. We monitor the levels. So you have to know inside your cells, what hormones do you need and what are their levels so that you properly dose the hormones. So if you're taking too much hormone, yeah, you're going to have problems. So you want to take the right amount, you want to take natural hormones, and then you also have to have your vitamins and minerals covered so that you have full function. So that's a great question. Let's see here. Lots of questions come in, and this is a great way to start the new year. Is my joint pain possibly an immune issue? It could be, right? There are a couple different types of arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Lupus can cause a lot of joint aches and pains. So yes, it's possible. And if you're female in particular, females have a very high prevalence of autoimmune disorders. So of all 23 and a half million autoimmune disorders that we have in the United States, almost 80% of them occur in women. So women in particular are prone to autoimmune diseases. And so you always want to rule those out. Most commonly though, it's inflammation, just kind of your garden variety inflammation. So your immune system doesn't necessarily have to attack itself. It could just not function properly. And you have all this water retention and inflammation in your joints, different places, and those places will ache, right? And then what happens is as there's more and more inflammation in those joints get eventually damaged and you start to develop arthritis, right? So the joints start to break down and that also causes pain. I would go ahead and get it checked out. Of course, see your doctor, always see your physician, rule out autoimmune disorders, get proper x-rays or other radiological studies after you've had a proper physical exam. And they should be able to guide you from there. I think we're coming up on our first commercial break. So these are great questions. We'll get to them on the other side of this commercial break. I am your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe, and you're listening to Awakened Wellness. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every Thursday and Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom weaved through his delightful stories. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Dog Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We're back. We had somebody trying to get in, but they weren't long enough for me to get them in the room. So, but you did have somebody try, just for information.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, you can hit *9 and raise your hand, and we'll get you right back on. So before we get to the questions, I just wanted to review, you know, some of the causes of autoimmune diseases. So what makes the immune system go awry? So some of the more common reasons are prescription drugs. So there are several different types of prescription drugs that actually cause immune system disorder and autoimmune diseases. Some examples of autoimmune diseases are type 1 diabetes, like we talked about earlier, certain types of thyroid disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, myasthenia gravis, which is when it attacks muscles and severely inhibits motion, and even breathing. We breathe through the diaphragm, which is a muscle. There are about 80 different types of autoimmune diseases and counting, right? Autoimmune diseases didn't exist before a couple hundred years ago. So if we look at any historical texts we want to go look into, we will not find descriptions of diseases that we could identify as autoimmune in nature until the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. A couple hundred years ago. Same thing with autism. We don't hear about autism or anything that even sounds remotely like autism until about 200 years ago, which during the time of the Industrial Revolution is when we started spewing all kinds of crap into our environment. To date, we think there might be about 80,000 different chemicals being used throughout the world, in particular in the United States, where we have some of the most lax regulation around chemicals and toxins. So autoimmune disorders are actually new and they're increasing. You know, every time we check, there are more and more people with autoimmune diseases. Children are now being affected. It used to be astoundingly rare for children to have an autoimmune disease. Now we're beginning to see more and more autoimmune diseases in kids. So prescription drugs are a big cause. I mentioned earlier, pesticides are another huge cause. Chemicals, toxins, those are the big ones. People can have genetic tendencies towards autoimmune disorders, but I disagree that it's genetic. It is environmental. If it were genetic, we wouldn't just start hearing about it 200 years ago. It would have been in the historical texts somewhere, but it's not. So these are new diseases caused by chemicals and toxins in our environment. So what makes someone have an autoimmune disease and somebody else not? You know, there may be some genetic predispositions, but the bottom line is, if your body is not strong enough to get rid of the toxins, right? To get rid of the chemicals, they will sit in your body and they will damage your body. And then they will cause your immune system to go haywire because your immune system will not stop fighting to get rid of them. And so what happens when there are too many chemicals in the body is your body is constantly working, trying to get rid of them. And so it just kind of burns itself out, right? And that's what an autoimmune disease actually is. It's this burnout of the immune system where it just can't tell what belongs in it from what doesn't belong in it. And it's kind of like a wounded animal, you know, the animal's wounded, it can't move. It's going to attack more ferociously. And that's what happens to our immune system. So this is mostly environmental, chemicals, toxins, drugs. So how do we begin to A, prevent them from happening? And B, if you're already suffering from one, what can you do to help yourself to feel better? You know, the first thing that you have to do is look at why you have an autoimmune disease, right? What are the causes? And again, in regular medicine, we'll say we don't know what the causes are, right? But in integrative medicine and in Chinese medicine, we can tell what the causes are. You know, a lot of times it is, I talk about vitamins a lot, you know, so it's vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Well, where do those come from? Many times those come from gastrointestinal problems. Gut issues, we're not absorbing our food properly, or we're not eating properly. So either we're eating garbage or we're eating good stuff, but it's not getting through because we have an issue with our gut, whether it's an infection or inflammation, or we, you know, too many toxins coming in, damaging the gut, causing it not to allow the vitamins and the minerals and the food to get through, leaving our cells depleted, leaving our cells without proper vitamin and mineral supply. And that leads to immune system deficiency, which leads to inflammation, right? And then that inflammation, if it gets out of control, can then become an autoimmune disease. So the first thing I tell people is make sure you do not have a gastrointestinal problem. You do have to see an integrative medical doctor for that diagnosis. Yes, you can see a gastroenterologist, but they will look for things like cancer, Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease, irritable bowel syndrome, things like that. But you have to go deeper than that. You have to find out if you have malabsorption. You have to find out if you have enzyme deficiencies. And if you do, those have to be corrected. You have to find out if you have an infection. And gastroenterologists are not great at diagnosing those types of infections because they don't use the same type of testing that an integrative medical doctor would use. So you still go to the gastroenterologist, you get your screening for colon cancer, you do everything that's recommended, you just don't stop there. You then go to an integrative medical doctor so you can get the answers that you need. And then the next thing I tell people is you need to know what vitamin deficiencies you have, what mineral deficiencies you have, and those have to be corrected, whether it's through oral supplementation or IV nutrition. So if you have a pretty significant gut problem and you're not absorbing, you can take all the best supplements in the world. They're not going to get through either, right? So you have to go around your gut and do IV nutrition therapy. You want to make sure that you know what goes in the IV, right? You want to get tested so you know what to put in the IV bag so you're getting the right stuff in your body. What that allows you to do is then to build up your immune system over time, and then your immune system can start to then function better. So it will stop reacting so much and it will start to identify what belongs in the body from what doesn't. And very slowly, but surely, you will start to reverse the tide. Now, what we have to also understand is if you have a very severe autoimmune disease or if you've had it for a really long time, it's not that quick to reverse. It could take years of support to see those antibody levels start to come down and go away. So a lot of times people say, well, the antibodies are there forever. They're not going to go away. But that's not true. It's simply that we don't do anything to make them go away in our regular medical model. but we can do something in integrative medicine. So your body will stop producing antibodies against itself if it recognizes that itself belongs to itself, right? It's only if it keeps recognizing itself as foreign that it will keep attacking. So when you start to improve your immune system function, your body will then start to say, oh, I guess I shouldn't be attacking myself. Let me stop doing that. And as long as it continues to have the right tools to be able to make that distinction, it will begin to kind of rein back and not attack itself so much. So we have seen reversal of antibodies, you know, so antibody levels having been high and then go down to normal. It just takes, you know, commitment and continued emphasis of making sure we're restoring the inside of the body, the cells, to function properly. And you want to get repeat testing as well on your vitamin levels to know that you're correcting them. You want to get repeat testing on your gut to know that you've solved the problems, right? So let's get back to our questions. It's weird, but every so often over the years, my finger on my right hand gets real itchy. And after a week, it starts peeling skin. Weird, every few years, just the same finger. Any ideas? Yes, actually Chinese medicine has the answer for that. So every finger represents an organ system. So it depends, you know, so the little pinky finger is the small intestine and the heart. This is the large intestine, the pericardium channel, the lung, trifoci is what I meant. The ring finger is the trifoci meridian, which is kind of like the lymphatic system, loosely related to the lymphatic system. Pericardium is the protector of the heart. Large intestine is the second finger, and lung is the thumb. And so the meridians of your organs flow through your body. And so often, depending on where the issue is, it really is telling you there's an issue inside your body. So if it's your second digit, you know, you have a large intestine problem, right? If it's your pinky, you may have a small intestine or heart issue going on. So nature is really brilliant. It's miraculous. And it knows how to communicate with itself. And so your body will show you what's wrong on the inside through the outside, right? That may very well be what it is. It could be an internal organ issue manifesting through one of your fingers. So that's a great question. So in other words, your finger won't stop itching until you fix the issue that's inside. So a Chinese doctor of oriental medicine or acupuncturist would be a phenomenal place to start there. And let's see. You talk about vitamins a lot. Do you recommend a brand or type? We do recommend different brands and types depending on what the deficiencies are. So we always test everyone. We don't guess as to what people need. We test them first, and then we make recommendations based on the doses that they need, you know, what different vitamins that they need. So different brands will have different combinations of vitamins in their multivitamins. Some brands have more minerals than others. You know, some brands have higher doses than others. So we really do customize what we do. But, you know, some of the brands we use are pure encapsulations, you know, Douglas Labs, sometimes Life Extension, and many other brands. You know, Allergy Research is another brand. You know, I don't like to plug brands because you never know. they may change management, ownership, and suddenly the quality of their supplements, you know, is not what it should be and will switch. You know, so we're always vetting our brands, making sure that they have natural ingredients as much as possible, making sure their manufacturing process is up to snuff. You know, so I don't like to recommend brands because we have switched brands based on, you know, change in quality, you know, change in ownership, things like that. So it's always kind of in flux. So, but that's a great question. Time for our next commercial break. So you are listening to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe. We are here on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and we will be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods. Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. You're listening to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe, and today we are talking about autoimmune diseases. So some of the other things that we always counsel our clients to do is, in addition to getting your body to function better, we ask that you look at your environment, right? Your immediate environment, your home. So the inside of you is an environment, right? Your body is an environment. So we ask that you build up your body so that it can get rid of toxins for you, which is one of its major functions. And then we ask that you look at what's in your house and begin to reduce the toxic load that you're exposing yourself to. One of the best resources is the Environmental Working Group. They have an app you can download. You can go to their website, ewg.org. And they look at different chemicals and products, household products in particular, makeup, different types of foods. And they look at quality. They look at toxic load. And so they give you a report, basically, and a grade on various products that you would bring into your house so that you can know if they're clean or if they're dangerous. And so the first thing we ask people to do is to look in your cabinets, what's in there, right? So oftentimes, just about everything we have in our houses is toxic. And so it feels like this huge job. So we tell people, just take the next year, and every time you're running low on something, go on environmental working group, look up what you're using, and then look up the alternatives to what you're using. And if what you're using is unsafe, then look for a different product the next time. And then when you start running out of that product, you replace it with something safer, right? So, you know, we all run out of dishwashing liquid and detergent and makeup and things fairly quickly. And so as those are running low, we look up better options and we just keep slowly substituting the bad stuff out, the good stuff in, right? And it takes time. So don't think it's something you're going to do in a month and you'll be done. It's this ongoing process. And to this day, I'm still doing it. You know, there are things I just don't use. I don't use Drano. So, you know, I've not looked for a substitute. You know, and I don't use it. I don't use pesticides. You know, I use natural things. So instead of pesticides, I'll use Mother Earth. I'll use diatomaceous earth, things that are natural and inert, safe for pets, safe for humans, you know, and just slowly get rid of the bad stuff, bring in the good stuff. The good stuff is usually a little more expensive, right? But I tell people, you know, always think about how much value does my health have? You know, people often devalue their health, you know, until they're asked to really think about it. Like, what's my health actually worth? What's it worth for me not to hurt when I bend over? What's it worth to me to be able to play with my children or grandchildren and not be in pain? What's it worth for me to have the energy to go to the gym? You know, what's it worth for me to think clearly in my business? What's that worth? And when we start to really look at the value of our health, it's huge, right? So when we start to look at that $7 box of strawberries, as opposed to the $2 for $5 poison strawberries, you know, we start to say, you know what, my health is valuable to me. I'm going to pay the $7 for this non-toxic strawberry box and not poison myself with the cheap stuff. You know, and the math adds up over time. If you put the value into your health and the investment into your health now, you save a ton of money later. You know, so it's a really good investment. If you really begin to look at what is my health worth, right? For every chronic disease we have, we spend about $10,000 a year treating that disease, and that's with insurance. And so that $7 box of strawberries starts to look like a better and better deal. You know, the dishwashing liquid that's maybe a dollar more for the same volume in an eco-friendly brand starts to look better to you. And then you start to feel better, you know, and then it starts to add up. It starts to add up with money that you're saving from not buying a bunch of prescription drugs, paying deductibles and co-pays all day, you know, and then it adds up in quality of time, you know, not being in pain all the time, being able to sleep properly, being able to function, being able to think, you know, if you have a business, every business owner knows just how important it is to be able to be present, to work on your business and in your business. You know, if you're working for someone else, it's the same thing. You know, the productivity is extremely important for the service of other people in that business. You know, and we lose billions, hundreds of billions of dollars a year in loss of productivity. And so the math adds up in favor of paying $7 for the strawberries as opposed to $2.50 for the poison strawberries. You know, so I always ask people, yes, you're going to pay more up front, but you're going to save more on the back end and you're going to feel better, right? You can't put a price on how you feel. You know, I'll have clients who have no problem dropping 10 grand on a cruise, but they won't spend a couple $1,000 on a test that's really important, right? And you know, that immediate gratification is what we're so addicted to, but we really have to understand, yeah, you can go party on the cruise and then until you get hospitalized and you can't go on cruises anymore, or you can invest in your health now and you can go on cruises for a much longer period of time, right? And enjoy yourself and enjoy your life and remain in the prime of your life longer. So I always ask people, yeah, it's going to cost more to get those toxins out of your house and to bring safer products in, but you will gain so much more from having done that work. And the Environmental Working Group is a great place to start. There are other really good apps too. That just happens to be the one I use. So detoxing your home is critically important. And there's so many toxins, everything from the furniture we sit on, the carpeting, there's almost nothing that's not toxic in the house. So you're not going to get rid of every toxin, but you want to get rid of the ones that you can get rid of, so that you're minimizing the burden on your body. And then, of course, you want to strengthen your body so that the things that you can't avoid, you'll get rid of. And they won't stay in your body and cause damage. So I think we have time for maybe one more question. I read lately that a sugar additive might be causing these new super bacteria that aren't responding to typical treatments. In a world where our food is full of additives, what can we do? Eat as naturally as possible, right? The less processed food you bring into your house, the less sugar additives you'll be exposed to. So less stuff in cans, less stuff in boxes, more stuff that's just natural, right? That's number one. Eating organic, again, there's a lot of debate about organic food. The truth is it's safer than regular food, no matter how you look at no matter how you slice that pie. Yes, the regulations in the United States are not great for organic food. So there are a lot of, loopholes that they can get through and still get the organic stamp put on, but it's still safer than non-organic food. So as much organic as possible, as much natural as possible, reducing processed foods. And if you're under the care of an integrative medical doctor, you'll get a full customized meal plan. You can also see a nutritionist for some help. So that's another great question. And I believe that might be all the time we have for today's show. So happy new year to all of you. I look forward to many more podcasts to come. Thank you for listening to Awakened Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Milena Ryobe. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at info@ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. Ryobe is spelled R-I-O-B as in boy, E as in Edward. Our website is ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. And thank you. Many blessings until I see you again. Peace.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milene Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milene is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.